All right, it's the Friday night edition of Sports Time Radio. I am the Big Jack, and back with me today is Dan the Man.
In the car.
Are you by a boat? That sounds like a boat horn there.
No, that's my car.
Oh, okay. So if you want to call in and talk to Dan about his boat, it's 646-478-3753 is the number to get you in. You can email the show, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Of course, all your other Sports Time Radio needs are right there at sportstimeradio.com. The front page is the blog, which is also on wordpress.com. You can also pick up the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you haven't been there yet, you should check that out and like it for us, please. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are also on Twitter. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Mantime 8.
There you go. So we're rolling along for Friday. So where are you coming from? Are you coming from your new job, or what are you up to?
Oh yeah, gone
all. Oh.
Okay.
You know, and then I drew a blank when I was sending out the format. I remember yesterday you said there was something you wanted to talk about, and I couldn't remember what it was.
And when I read that, I've been thinking about it all day, and it just, I can't even think of what it was.
Oh. All right, well then, it wasn't just me, it was both of us who forgot what you wanted to talk about, so I'm okay there with that. Anyways, I guess, we can talk, playoffs, because it's basketball and hockey, and, Mr. Fantasy hates both those sports. So, before we bring him into the show, we can kind of get that out of the way. I saw, your Knicks won last night, so they're still hanging on.
It'll be interesting. I guess so, they'll add up 20-plus points, good amount of rebounds or something, but...
Did you get to watch a lot of that, or how much of that did you get to see?
No, I didn't get to see any of that. I wasn't even home. Long days, short night.
So, I know that the Spurs ended up closing out their series against your Western favorite team there, the Golden State Warriors, so they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're gone.
But, yeah, I think, the only second-round series left now is the Knicks and the Pacers to decide who's going to play Miami.
I think
they have a night game tomorrow, so you and I will probably miss – I mean, we may catch bits and pieces of it, but, we won't be able to probably see the whole thing because we have an appearance tomorrow as well. So –
Yeah, well, and it always ends up the way you don't want it to, but, that night I have to work. It'll be Saturday afternoon Hawks game. Then Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a plus. I mean, at least we'll get to see that. So
you might.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting you got to work. So, you got to tell them to, let you put it on your iPad or something while you're working so you can watch it. So... I'll definitely get to see it. There's no doubt there. I'll be watching the playoff game. I know it's. I think the only game tonight is Ottawa and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I assume what is it the rain? Did they save the Rangers game for tomorrow night? They want a New York marquee matchup for tomorrow.
I guess so. Interesting. Schedule everything.
Yeah, the playoff scheduling is just so weird. I just don't, and again, I get it, we go over this all the time, TV makes the rules, you got to follow the money, all that stuff, but man, they got to come up with a better scheduling system for this. I'm thinking, if the Knicks actually win tomorrow, then they'll have to play a game 7. I don't know when that is. I would assume the way the schedule is set up, it's Monday or Tuesday. But, think about how long Miami is just sitting and waiting again now.
Taking it easy.
So,
down in the heat.
Yeah, I don't know. It cost them game 1 against the Bulls because they came out flat and looked horrible. I don't know if it would something like that would happen again. I mean, it will help them a little. Dwayne Wade will get the rest of that bad knee, but, Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get these things. And then I don't know. I know it's, you know, good old San Antonio and Memphis. So we'll have to see how that works out. I don't know when they're starting. I mean, I guess in a perfect world, they'd start tomorrow. But my guess is it's probably going to be a Sunday matchup.
I wonder, did the hockey season get extended a little bit because of the lockout?
They stretch. It's going to go a little longer this year than it normally would have because, you know, they wanted to play a certain amount of games, and then, they don't like to put the playoff games back-to-back days unless they really have to. Yeah. So, you know, they try to spread games out, you know, a day apart or however you, in some cases with the Blackhawks, 2 or 3 days apart. Just depending on what they need.
But I mean, you know, if they didn't have their lockout this year, would both leagues be having the playoffs at the same time, or would hockey have they would.
Yeah, they always run about the same time, but hockey finishes first normally. So, I think unless, you know, every series managed to go to 7 games or something like that, then it may push it way back. But yeah, I believe hockey normally wraps up before basketball, and they still may do it this year. It's just going to be a lot closer, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be a short off season for whoever wins, and I think that'll make it a lot more difficult for them to repeat next year.
Never know.
Well, you know, you got to bunch all that stuff together. You know, all of a sudden you got your free agents, and, you know, you got to decide if you're going to keep your guys or let your guys walk or what you're going to do. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's going to be training camp. It'll be jam-packed off season for them. And I don't know, when you extend your season so long, they always say that's one of the toughest things about repeating is, you know, you extend that season that long and then it's all, you know, you feel like you didn't get any time off. And as a hockey player, I assume you probably need a little time off. That's a little bit of a physical game there.
Oh yeah. Well, you know that.
I don't know. I know you were out last night, so I don't know if you saw the highlight or not. Just to kind of, you know, accent the physical part, there was a guy last night in the Ranger game, defenseman. He went to block a shot, and he put his stick down, and the puck rolled right up his stick and caught him in the ear and just dropped him. I mean, he looked like he was dropped by Mike Tyson or something.
Ooh.
So, yeah, you know, just, you know, but of course, you know, what happens with a hockey guy? They walk him off the ice, they take him into the locker room, and all of a sudden he's back out there. So, I'm assuming the way things are done now, they probably checked him for a concussion and he passed all the tests. You know, then once the ringing in his ears went away, he was probably able to come back out there. So, you don't want to miss any time. I mean, you know, those guys are kind of nuts anyways when it comes to injuries. So, and, you know, especially playoff time, you want to get back out there as fast as you can.
It ain't broke.
Did you what?
That if it isn't broke, you know.
Yeah, and even if it is broke, did you see, I guess, Alex Ovechkin, it came out today or yesterday that he played the last couple games on a fractured foot.
Ooh.
So, you know, he didn't want to miss any. They ended up losing the series, but yeah, he didn't want to miss any time, and he played on a bum foot for a couple of games, and everybody was dogging him about how bad he was playing, and I guess, you know, now we kind of know why.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, it's killed. Are you hurt? Are you injured?
Yeah. You know, I think the first time I ever heard that, I was like a freshman in high school, and a football coach said that to one of the guys. So, you know, it's just kind of how things go. They want to play, and they get out there, and yeah, just, one of those things. I did see also the NHL suspended Rafi Torres. He's the guy who wiped out Marian Hossa last season in the Blackhawks series. But now he's in San Jose, and they suspended him for the remainder of the Sharks series with the Kings because of a headshot he took on, I think it's Jared Stahl was his first name. I know the last name is Stahl. I think it's Jared, who just off the cuff, oddly, I believe is dating Aaron Andrews. Don't ask me how I remember that. I saw that somewhere. But
that's probably why you remember this stuff.
Possibly, you know, I don't know. It was just kind of weird that that's the – I don't know much about his hockey career, but I believe he's dating Aaron Andrews, so there you go. Now all of a sudden it's Sports Time Radio TMZ here on Friday night. You what?
Well, hey, they have a personal life, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously there's no reason, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to have one. I know people get a little goofy when it comes to, you know, looking into that stuff. I mean, as long as, you know, nothing's weird about it, I mean, let them have their, you know, let them have their personal life, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wonder if it takes a special person to be like a paparazzi. I think I would get bored doing that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of takes a special person to do it, and I think it kind of takes a special person to deal with them every day. I think, you know, if they were chasing me around every day, I would finally just get fed up with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, you know, there's people who kind of more or less make their, you know, their living that way. Luckily, you know, athletes don't have it too bad that way. You know, they don't seem to be looking for, you know, they don't really dig too much into their lives for, like, scandalous stuff when it comes to athletes. They're more, you know, interested in other stuff. So they kind of get off the hook here, unless they're complete morons and they're just dumb enough to do something really goofy in public.
Yeah. Well, you know, if whenever they end up going out to Hollywood, they're always, if they're with someone, you know, A-listed, that's when it all starts, you know.
Yeah. You know, that's how, you know, everything starts up, you know, depending on who runs into who and, you know, you know, I mean, locally, I remember, you know, you heard all the Brian Urlacher stuff between Paris Hilton and Jenny McCarthy and all, you know, all his dating exploits. So,
well, hey, good for the team, right?
You know, hey, you know, it didn't seem to hurt his play. And, you know, I mean, I think technically Jenny McCarthy actually lives in Illinois somewhere. You know, she lives in a suburb of Chicago. So
she grew up in Chicago.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like, you know, not like they were, he was spending all his time in Hollywood, you know, and, well, you know what, the, you know, the quarterback, little Jay Cutler's engaged to that reality girl. I've drawn a blank on her name because her show's been off the air for a while, but.
I know what you're talking about, but.
Yeah. I'm sure Mr. Fantasy knows when we bring him on. I'm sure he's seen every episode of the show, so. You know, that's just kind of how, you know, how things work in his life. He's got daughters, so he has to watch all that fantasy stuff. He was very excited to finally have a son and not have to deal with all the female interests of having children. So, you know, but, you know, he'll be here in a minute, so I'm sure he'll be able to answer that question, and we can figure out, you know, who Jay Cutler's dating. There's a hot topic on, again, it's Sports Time Radio TMZ. So, you know, unless you know who Jay Cutler's dating, 646-478-3753, you know, sadly Dan and I aren't hip on all the celebrity gossip like that.
Isn't it Lauren Conrad?
I don't know if it was her, but I think it's a girl from the same show.
Oh, I have to.
So you might be right. It might be her. So, and well, you know, let's see if we can figure it out here. It's about that time.
Fantasy expert, Mr. Fantasy.
All right, answer the question. Jay Cutler's dating who?
Kristen Colveria, I think is her name.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I think you're right. So, all right, well, good. Now that we settled that.
All right, tonight in Slapshot on the NHL ice here, we've got the Eastern Conference semifinal game two. Right now the Penguins lead the series 1-0 over the Senators. We're in the second period, and it's 4-2 Penguins. Now, are the Penguins going to meet the Blackhawks next? Is that how that's going to go?
No, they can't play till the Stanley Cup Finals. The Blackhawks are in the Western Conference.
Okay, see, I...
Believe it or not. So
I just figured they'd be in the East geographically.
Well, that would make sense, but you also have to realize that in the NBA, Memphis is in the Western Conference.
Okay.
So Chicago's in the East, but Memphis is in the West. So
does that mean there's,
you guys explain that, and we'll be happy.
So I guess some conference realignment is coming up.
Well, apparently, my guess is when they finally move a team to Seattle, which I heard rumored is going to be the Bucks, they'll put the new Seattle team in the West and put Memphis in the East. And the NBA will find a few again goes to the East next season. So that's how all that works out. Yes, they do. But Detroit wanted to move because, you know, they're always on Eastern time, and their fans were complaining that they have so many late starts even for home games.
Yeah.
So this way they'll have a little better start time being on the other clock. You know, I think if they changed clocks like, you know, we do, it would be a different story, but Michigan is one of the states that doesn't do that. So
why did they have to worry about when they start baseball? They start games according to what region you're in. So why couldn't they, you know?
Yeah, but with the Western Conference games for television rights, some of the Detroit games were starting at 9 o'clock in Detroit. So, you know, you figure it's a, you know what, it's a 2.5, 2-hour game, sometimes 3, depending if you get overtime. You know, you're getting out of there at midnight on a weeknight. Not a lot of parents want to bring their kids to that, so... You know, and you know the rules on this show. Cash rules everything around me. They're going to do it for the money. So, anyways, I'm done schooling you guys on hockey knowledge. So the lineup said fantasy do's and don'ts. So what are our do's and don'ts? I know I actually made a don't this week that I'm hoping that will work out for me. I made an emotional trade because I was pissed off a player. But I think it's going to still work out for me because I got the better player out of the deal. So,
you know, that's funny that you say that because you're the same guy that was, we were having a conversation, somebody's looking for a pitcher, and the guy that they were interested in was BJ Upton, and he goes, damn it, I'm not giving up on him yet. And you're standing fast to not give up on BJ Upton, and I'm like ready to throw the towel in. I'm like, I'm done. He's a low 200 career hitter. I know he'll hit some power and you'll get some stolen bases, but if he's, you know, going 0 for the week, there's no upside for this guy right now.
Well, don't ask Dan any questions because we just lost him. So, yeah, it was just one of those things that came for me. You know, I got tired of listening to all the BS, and he had to go. Bottom line, he just had to go.
Well,
he needed a change of scenery, and I needed another different guy. So
I was more than happy to take him. Everything's pointing up in Toronto right now. I don't know if you've noticed they're on a 4-game win streak going into tonight. I haven't looked to see how Toronto's doing tonight. And,
Philly takes the mound tomorrow, then that'll all end, and he'll come crashing to the ground in flames.
Well, we'll see. The Yankees are, you know, are hitting well, and I got to give them a lot of credit. I didn't think when they had that – it was like the MASH unit, what they were putting together, and they were pulling every skeleton out of the closet they could find, and they just continued to roll here. Now, I got a question for you, and I know we've talked about this, but just kind of, it's do's and don'ts, but I guess this is more etiquette for fantasy baseball. you know, my big gripe is you don't have to trade anybody. You don't have to trade with me even, but you at least have to acknowledge if somebody offers you a trade, you know, either decline it, say, you know, negotiate, you know, say go, you know, F off or whatever, but you got to do something. You can't just ignore people. How do you feel about that?
Well, now you got to remember, some of these guys go in and set their lineup days in advance, so there is a chance that they haven't even seen the trade yet. So, you know, because I know one of the guys in our league, to be fair to him, I actually think Dan is playing him in both leagues this week, just had a baby either yesterday or today. He had his first child. So congratulations to our former friend Double J and his wife and all that good stuff on, like, John. I think he did the same thing you did, and now he's got the third or something like that. So, but, yeah, so obviously he hasn't had a lot of time for fantasy baseball. So, you know, my guess is he probably pumped his lineup ahead for a week or so, and then he'll deal with it when he gets back. I know a lot of guys do that, but, you know, if you're not, you know, some guys sit on things. I don't know. You know, I sent a trade to a guy who took 3 or 4 days before he countered me with a horrible counter. And, you know, I checked his team, you know, every day, and he was changing his lineup every day. He just wasn't interested in doing anything with the trade.
Yeah, but most teams are set up where if anything happens in the league, you know, trade goes through, somebody offers you a trade, it goes to your email. So most people are checking their email every day.
I don't know. I sent a guy a trade, I think it was last week, and he took about a week to reject it. So
Yeah, I did. I didn't like the trade, and I was just pissing you off. So I know that's what you're talking about.
You know, so it does, you know, that's just guys getting even with you for me, you know.
Maybe it is.
You strung me along and didn't do anything with the trade, and
it's,
you know, that's what happened. Yeah, that's your bad karma coming back to get you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having employees who don't wear the right equipment to work and can't clean the parking lot.
There you go.
So.
But, yeah, I think, you know, don'ts right now is don't if it's a top-tier guy, like, let's say, Albert Pujols or somebody who's not producing this year, I think he's doing a little better than he did first, you know, the first 2 months of last year before he went on his tear. But don't give up on your first round picks yet if they're not injured, and don't be emotionally attached to your guys and overvalue them. If you can get somebody who's playing really hot right now and you can get a good return for them, move them and try and improve your team. You know, don't be afraid to do that.
I'm emotionally attached to all my guys. All right, they're on my team. Damn it!
I know you have your guys, and you're weird with them like that.
And they're good. Oh.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it when I saw the lineup or the format come back, and I'm going, what are some keys that you can be doing right now to better your team, and what am I doing right now? And I guess the biggest thing right now is, the waiver wire can win you your league if you're really watching it, and you've got to pick up on guys.
Not in our league.
No, you can't. I did. You know what? I've improved. You know, when I got hit with a lot of injuries and at one position, my outfield was decimated, and I was able to put together a patchwork, you know, outfield and be successful and, you know, move up in the rankings with this without having the guys who my key guys who I drafted, like, you know, Jason Hayward being gone,
yeah,
and guys of that caliber and still be able
I survived the same injury setback with outfielders, especially for ours because it's position specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just had outfielders, it would have been a whole lot different, but I actually ended up losing 3 right fielders. So, you know, it was just kind of like 1, 2, 3, they're all gone. And, you know, I've been able to survive and hang on using the waiver wire. So, yeah, you can do it. Our league, it's much harder because it's 20 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, I heard the little, I got Sirius Radio back, so this will be my bitch all the time. It's coming home today, and a guy was talking about his waiver wire, wanting to know if he should drop what was it? It was a catcher. I think he wanted to drop Alex Avila and pick up Russell Martin. And all I'm sitting there thinking is, how in the hell in, you know, a league do you have an everyday catcher on the waiver wire? And then they ask him how many leagues, it, you know, how many players, how many teams it is, and he goes, oh, well, it's 10. Jackass. So, you know, I just, you know, well, you know, Russell Martin has a stiff neck, and he's on the waiver. Well, yeah, you know, Russell Martin was drafted in our league, pal. So play freaking fantasy like a man in 10 teams. Good Lord. So I, you know, wouldn't even have to show up to the draft to win a 10-team league.
But so if you're off your soapbox here, I went.
No,
through,
I'm not. Damn it. So
I went through and I was looking at, you know, I figured 14 teams. So I used our money league, a 14-team league, kind of as a basis, and then did some research to see where, because you can see what percentage of leagues this guy's owned. And I was going through and I found some guys right now that are hot, that are kind of flying under the radar in most leagues. In our league, all these guys are gone. So I'm just putting that out there, okay? So I had to go a little, you know, I'm trying not to, not many people play a 20, you know, in 20 team league, and we've got two of them, and then we've got our 14 team. And I think 14's more average than anything else. So I'm looking at guys right now that maybe would be a good acquisition right now. The first guy that I came up with was Lyle Overbay. For the year, he's hitting .260, but in the last week, he's .346. He's got 9 RBIs in the last 7 days. He's just, I didn't think this guy was going to be worth anything, and he's just kind of hanging around there, and he's been productive this year. So this is a guy.
Well, I was going to say, you hated him at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I did. I thought he was with Vernon Wells for me. I thought he was done. You know,
you hated him too.
I did. I thought that the Yankees made a huge mistake picking up Vernon Wells, and I don't know what it is about the change of scenery, but obviously you see Pujols goes over to the Angels and he's not producing. Vernon Wells was this big acquisition. He kind of disappeared over in L.A. and then he moves to New York and he's super productive. So I don't know if it's the organization, if it's
change of scenery. I'm telling you. Change of scenery.
Well, I'm hoping that works because then I got a steal with that trade we made. But I'm just looking at this and, you know, just trying to figure out other guys here. Brandon Belt is a guy last year I was really hot on, and I think I was a year early.
You love this guy.
Yeah, I did last year.
You've loved this guy for years now. What is it, 2 or 3 years you've been in love with Brandon Belt?
No. Last year was the year I was on him. But
they never
year,
played him, and we sat on him. And
yeah, we did. And this year he's hitting .248, 5 homers. But in the last 7 days, he's really heated up. He's hitting .412, 2 homers, 7 RBIs. Over the last 20 games, he's hitting .305 with 5 homers. So he's really warm, getting hot right now. So this is a guy that's available in a lot of leagues. Next guy I got here is Andy Dierks. He's available in a lot of leagues. In the last 7 days, he's hitting .320, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. He's got a stolen base. For the year, he's hitting .255, 4 homers, 13 RBIs, 4 stolen bases. So if you're looking for a fill-in guy, a bench guy that can fill in for you once in a while, any of these guys would really do good. Another guy that I'm surprised is available in a lot of leagues, he's just been consistent this year, but he's on a bad team, is David DeJesus.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's hitting .389.
I'm surprised Dan would say pick him up. So
yeah, Dan, if you can hear us, get him.
probably already has him.
But he's hitting .389, and he's got a home run and 6 RBIs in the last 7 days. He's hitting .290 for the year. This guy's just been consistent this year. I mean, he's hitting for some power. He's got 5 homers, drove in 14 RBIs, which is good for the – you know, the offensive juggernaut that he plays for. And, you know, it's a guy. The last guy I've got on here, and I'm not sold on this guy. I think this is just a fluke, but I'm just looking at trends. Your guy in Seattle, Raul Ibanez.
Woohoo!
He hit 4 homers in 5 days in the last 7 days. He's got 11 RBIs this week. He's hitting .316 for the week, but for the season, he's only hitting .213, and he's got 6 homers.
Yeah.
So He's hit four of them in 5 days. I don't know if the trend is that he's going to continue to go, but Franklin Gutierrez is coming back. And when he comes back, I don't know that Rolo Abanez is going to get as much playing time.
Yeah, they're going to end up with a really crowded outfield there.
Right, we're looking at Eastern Conference semifinals, Game 6. Pacers lead the series 3-2. This game starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So I don't have it. It says 8 p.m. Eastern. We're past that, but there's no score here.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night.
All right. Well, then there's nothing. Why'd you play the music?
Because I just wanted to make you do the update. So... And it was in the format, so, you know, I don't like to vary from the format.
No, you don't.
No.
See, basketball's not my thing. I try to keep up with it for this and know what I'm talking about, and here I failed miserably.
Oh, you were close. I mean, at least you got the matchup right. So,
yeah.
You know.
All right. So
I don't remember what our next thing was though. So
well, here I got one more thing to go into. Another way to get players since we've been, talking about this is look for guys who people give up on when they're injured and that are due to come back soon. And get those guys. That's how I got Saunders from Seattle. Somebody had given up on him. I was able to pick him up, and he's been a great acquisition for me. But Franklin Gutierrez is out there. He's starting his minor league rehab right now, and I think he'll just get plugged back into the everyday lineup. And then Brandon Beachy is doing his minor league rehab right now, coming back from Tommy John.
Yeah, he's coming back from Tommy John. I'm a little more leery about a pitcher coming back from Tommy John than I am a position player.
I know, but those are the kind of guys that everybody else is going to be like that. If you've got a spot on your bench and you can stash him away for a couple weeks and see what he's going to be, it's worth doing because he's in 41 games, I think I saw the stat, he's got a 3.05 ERA. And he's got a, and when you get a pitcher
in a 20-team league, I don't have a spot anywhere to stash anybody, all right? All my guys are needed.
But, those are the type of things that are going to help you win your league is if you can find players like that or if you can, get these waiver guys that are hot and ride them out why they're going.
Yeah, because, you always have to wonder a guy like Overbay, you got to use him now because once Teixeira gets back, you got to wonder what they'll do with him.
Yeah, well, obviously Teixeira is going to move in there and play, but and they just got Granderson back. So they're going to kind of have a jam there. Granderson, I think, is going to DH for a while. He didn't play the field yet, has he? I know he's been back for four games.
No, he played the first game he played left field.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know what they did with him after that. I haven't really looked because I know we don't have to make a decision for a few days on him yet. So
I was reading an article – I'm going to steal this.
I encourage you to read more.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I really like this premise, and I'm stealing this first one from a Yahoo article I was reading, and they called it Pick One in this little segment, and the idea is from today forward, which one of these four players would you take if you could only take one of them? All right, it's Albert Pujols, Paul Goldschmidt, Chris Davis or Anthony Rizzo? Who do you want for the rest of the year?
The rest of the year?
Yep, today going forward. Forget what they've...
Oh, well. Yeah, I'd probably go with Goldschmidt just the way he's been playing.
Yeah, so would I. So then what I did is, then I went to two other positions and I did kind of the same thing. I've got four players and tell me who you'd rather have for the rest of the year. Manny Machado, David Wright, Evan Longoria or Josh Donaldson?
Well, I want Manny Machado.
It's no fun if we both agree all the time. I just got to tell you that. All right.
Okay, well, I have him in one of the leagues, so that's why I want him. So.
I got him in the league that you don't, so.
Yeah, he's been killer this year. So I guess the big rumor is eventually he's going to be their starting shortstop. So that would probably make him even more valuable if he moves.
Well, especially if he moves this year, because if he's two position eligible.
Oh, jeez.
And he'll start out next year two position eligible in most leagues because he'll be two position eligible this year. So next year, if he continues the Terry's on, this guy's going to be, a top 10 pick next year if he continues to hit like he is. It's being two position of eligibility, and he'll be at a weak position shortstop, which people really overvalue. There's not a lot of top tier guys in that position. Now, being a third baseman, players move from short to third as they get older and as their career moves on. But third to short, I don't remember anybody ever doing that.
Apparently, he's a natural shortstop, but he was so good they had to find a way to get him in the league, and they had a hole at third. So that was how he ended up there.
Gotcha.
Well, J.J. Hardy has played well enough at short that they don't need to replace him. But, I know he's got a contract coming up and they probably won't pay him. So.
All right, so you're talking after this season. You're not talking this season.
You never know with things like this when it's going to happen. I mean, say Hardy gets hurt, he could move, or if he slumps, he could move. It's just one of those rumors that I've heard on a few different stations.
Now, here out of that list that we just, when we're going through the third baseman, do you think Josh Donaldson continues anywhere near hitting the way he has the first quarter of this season?
No, I don't even know if there's a deal where Josh Donaldson will be their third baseman for the rest of the year with the way, Oakland kind of seems to shuffle players in and out. So, you don't know with them.
All right, and then the last one I put together for you. Segura from the Brewers to Lewinsky, Everett Cabrera, or Elvis Andrews. Who do you want the rest of the year?
The rest of the year, I want Segura.
You think he's going to continue at this at his .350
pace? He's probably not going to continue at the pace that he is because he's been just nuts. But I think he's going to continue doing very well, and I'll always stay away from Tulo because he's not going to be healthy.
Yep.
So I like Cabrera, but he's light hitting. And who was the last guy?
Elvis Andrews.
Yeah, I think basically him and Segura are the same player, so give me the younger guy. Why, did you have a different pick?
No, unfortunately, the beginning of the year I was telling you Cabrera, wait on the shortstop and take him, that he's going to have a good year this year, and I kept preaching that all.
Yeah, I mean, he's been okay, So, I am just having one of these nights. I don't know what's going on tonight. Oh, Dan, tell me you're back because Mr. Fantasy just dropped off.
He did.
Yeah, so I thought it was you again. I looked up at the board and I saw there were only two things, and I'm like, oh, great, he's gone this time. I don't know what's going on. So, maybe we're all going to have to start calling the host number or something. So here we got him. I think we can. We got him back now. Let's see if we can get him in here. There
Hello?
We go.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah,
but that
there?
Was weird. You guys just kicked me right off.
Nah, trust me, it wasn't us.
But what I was saying, Cabrera, I was preaching all, going into the draft, wait on shortstop if you don't want to spend a pick early, and this guy's going to have a phenomenal year this year, and he's doing it. But I think Segura is going to be better the rest of the year than Cabrera.
See? So I'm right again.
You're right again.
Now, while everybody's back and we're all on the line, I got to ask you guys this before somebody disappears.
Okay.
I've been hearing a lot of talk about these daily fantasy leagues. Have either of you guys ever looked into this?
I've looked into it a little bit, but I've never broken down and actually joined one yet. Do you want to know how it works?
No, I actually wanted Dan to answer the question, too.
No, I've wondered about it. I mean, I've heard about some of them that pay out. You know, there's the one commercial. This guy won $240,000. But
yeah.
I've never.
Well, yeah, now the setup, Mr. Fantasy, if I have it right, is it's kind of like a salary cap league, aren't they?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's you go in, you have X amount of money to spend typically, and you can pick any players from that day, and it's just that day specific. And then,
right.
You know, if you're going with Miguel Cabrera, you're going to pay a ton of money for him, and you're not going to have much left to fill the rest of your team. But it's basically an auction draft, but you're not bidding against anybody. You're just, salary cap, I guess, is the best way to look at it.
Yeah, because, I mean, technically we could all go and pick the exact same players, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And do you have to pay for this?
Yeah, I believe some of them are you pay to join, but do you pay – I didn't understand. Do you pay daily or do you pay seasonally? I never really understood that from the commercials.
I think it's you pay daily every time that you play.
Wow. Okay.
And they pay out every day. So if your team wins, then you get the money immediately that day. It's the payout.
So yeah, because I always wondered how one of those would work. You know, because I really consider myself good enough to possibly win one. I just don't know how expensive they are.
There's some leagues that are actually you can get in there and it's very minimal. And then you can get into a lot of money.
I don't know.
Are you turning?
A dollar. A dollar a day is $7.
It's quite possible. But, yeah, because I was wondering if maybe that's something we should look into and see if maybe, you know, just to kind of see what they're like. Because I've always kind of wondered if they're worth doing.
Well, you know, we can do it one of these times, and maybe we just go in as the Sports Time Radio team,
yeah.
And we just do our, you know, set our line, you know, get our players as a, you know, as a team, which we know how easy that is to do sometimes, and see how it works out.
Well, as long as you guys listen to me, we'll be okay. Yeah, that's no problem. But, yeah, because I, you know, obviously listening to the Fantasy Talk all the time, they play the commercial over and over. And even they have guys on from these leagues. And I think even they had a female on, a girl runs one of the leagues. So I was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. But, yeah, I have never looked at one, and I just kind of wondered if they're worth doing or how they work or if we're just going to go and get crushed.
I don't know. The easiest way to do it is to do it. I can't imagine that we'll get crushed. I think there'll be a learning curve, but I think we should be okay.
I mean, as you know, I don't take losing well. So.
But you've been doing it so well since we've been in fantasy sports together.
No. I have more winning seasons than losing seasons. So, I can always find. But now, Dan, Mr. Fantasy was talking while you were away about guys who don't respond to trades. Did you have any inclination on that?
About what?
About guys who don't respond to trades. Did you have any inclination or any words of wisdom on that?
I pee sitting down? I don't know.
You pee sitting down.
Yeah, I don't think we needed to know that, but okay. That's because his wife won't let him lift up his seat, but that's a different story.
They do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you said he did. I was wondering why he would tell us that on the air because that made me think a lot less of him.
No, that's information we don't need to know. Why can't you respond to the trade? Even if you don't like it, you can say no.
No, that was kind of what we were talking about.
Hey!
time for our Major League Baseball scores here. Right now, we're looking at, we've got one, it looks like we've got two finals here right now. The Mets over the Cubs, 3-2 today, and the Yankees just disappeared. It made it back. The Yankees are a final now. It's 5-0 over Toronto. Bottom of the ninth now, Arizona leads Miami 9-1. Just for fun here, Paul Goldsmith in that game is 4-for-5. He's got a double, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, 4 runs scored. He's having a monster game today. Go back into here. Bottom of the eighth right now, we find Philly leading Cincinnati 5-3. Cleveland and Seattle are tied at the top of the eighth at 3. Tampa Bay all over Baltimore right now in the top of the eighth, 12-4. Houston leads Pittsburgh in the top of the eighth, 4-2. Seventh inning, we find Atlanta 6. L.A. Dodgers are 4. Detroit leads Texas 2-0. That's going to the bottom of the fifth. In the fifth inning, we also find Minnesota 2, Boston 1. St. Louis 7, Milwaukee 3. Jaime Garcia started out really strong in that game, and now he's scuffling. That's in the top of the fifth. Bottom of the third, San Francisco 4, Colorado 1. And late game tonight are Chicago, the White Sox at the Angels, KC at Oakland, and Washington at San Diego.
And it's the stretch update, not Major League Baseball.
That's fine. I'm sorry, the stretch.
No, that's not fine for you. That's, you know. Dan picks these names very carefully, okay?
I know he does. I was distracted looking at Christina Cavallari's last photo shoot, okay?
Oh, I don't know. Did she do a photo shoot? How do you know this?
Because when you guys were talking about it, I Googled Jay Cutler's girlfriend and brought it up, and the thing that it brought up was her last photo shoot.
Oh, right, okay. Well, your wife doesn't listen to the show, so we're okay. Dan's wife thinks we're boring, so we're off the hook there.
Yep.
You know. No problem.
Now, Dan, are you ready for this?
Sure.
We're looking at the Battle of California.
No, I don't want to hear about it right now.
Well, you're going to anyway. San Francisco's in first place. And I'm just going to give you winning percentages. I think that's the easiest way to do it. They're 585. Oakland, 476. San Diego, 450. The Dodgers are 436. And the Angels are 366. California's a bad state to be a baseball fan this year if you're not with San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
Oh, but now, see, if I was Dan, the way I would be looking at that is, well, there's only one team over 500 that I have to catch. So.
Yeah, the only thing I would say for Oakland is Oakland has been decimated by injuries of late. So when they get their guys back.
Well, and the Dodgers haven't? I mean, you know, come on, let's be fair here. I mean, I know you hate them, but, you know, they've been wiped out a lot more than Oakland has.
But we knew that going into the season. I told Dan that's why they weren't going to be sick. They weren't going to have a good
year. Well, no, I mean, Greinke wasn't hurt to start the year, and, you know, they get Hanley back just to turn around and have him get hurt. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
But Greinke was an accident. You can't, whatever.
Well, no, that was on purpose. You know it was.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I agree.
You'll never convince me different there that, however that worked out. I told you, next time I pitched against him, I would ear hole him. Bottom line, I don't care if they suspended me or what, he would take one in the head. So.
Who's the manager down in San Diego?
Bud Black.
Oh, it is still him? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, but Quentin's on maternity leave anyways, right?
Yes, Quentin is.
You were telling me earlier, so.
His wife had a baby?
Yeah. No, he had a baby.
Wife, girlfriend, mistress, somebody had a baby. So, you know. But now I did want to kind of get your guys' comments. Did you hear any of the Steve Smith interview when they asked him about Mark Sanchez?
No, I didn't have the privilege to hear this.
Apparently his comment was, I'm not sure if I'm getting the quote exactly right, but he said, he sucks, and he wouldn't let Mark Sanchez throw him a paper bag sandwich. My first question to you guys before you comment on the whole quote is, what is a paper bag sandwich?
I don't know.
Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
I don't know.
Dan, have you ever had a paper bag sandwich?
No, I don't know what they are either.
Okay. Well, somebody will have to look that up for next show. Maybe we can figure it out. And now what do you think about him saying that?
It's pretty rude, but who is he again?
Because yeah, I know Mark Sanchez was your guy last year, Dan. So
I know. Well, he just fell apart. I thought, you know, I watched him in several Monday night games, and he just looked pretty solid. And then I go, you know, I do fantasy football. I'm like, hey, Mark Sanchez, I know that guy. He played pretty good. And then nothing.
And then pow, bang, boom, nothing. Oh, sorry.
That's pretty much how it went.
And now, Mr. Fantasy, now now you guys, before you say anything bad about Steve Smith, you got to remember that this is the same guy who's punched out a couple teammates. So be careful what you say about him in case the comments get back to him. I don't want to see either of you get beat up by Steve Smith.
Good night.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm going to drive through.
That's all right. You know, you want to tell us what you got before Mr. Fantasy tells us about Steve Smith?
Who's Steve Smith again?
He's a wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, why, Mark Sanchez is going to play for the Panthers?
No, he's not going to play for the Panthers. He was just talking about
maybe. It. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think – I always thought Steve Smith was a little bit more classy than that to call the guy out. You know, I just – my problem with Steve – or with Sanchez is – his first 2 years in the league, he was good. The Jets went to the playoffs with him as quarterback. How did
they went to the AFC Championship, didn't they, 1 year?
Yep, they did. With him being, you know, was it his rookie year or was it his second year that they went?
Yeah, I don't remember, but I remember them going. So.
Yep, I remember too. And my question is it him or is it the system? Because obviously he produced there. And then, so he's got some talent.
Yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of his downfall came when they decided to kind of go away from the running game. Because, you know, he was really successful when they were a powerful running team.
And, you know, the running, you know, it's the old adage, you know, if you got a strong passing game, the running game opens up. And Green Bay reaps that every year because, you know, of Aaron Rodgers and his weapons and their passing game. But the running game does the same thing. If you've got a powerful running game and they're putting eight guys in the box to stop you, you got guys open downfield.
Right. Well, that's where, you know, play action comes in handy. And, you know, it's never, you know, a quarterback's fault when he sucks. It's not all his fault. You know, it's play calling, blocking. I mean, there's so much that goes into, you know, a football game. So... But, yeah, you know, it's the old thing of they get too much credit when you win, they get too much credit when they lose, or too much blame when they lose, excuse me.
You know, I just wonder how much of it is the system. I mean, that the franchise has changed a lot recently, and they've got this chip on their shoulders, and they go in there and they want to punch you in the mouth, but they don't play like that anymore. They did that, you know, a few years ago, but they want to be that team, but that's not how they play anymore. And, you know, if I'm starting a team, I don't want Mark Sanchez as my quarterback. But I don't think that Mark Sanchez is anywhere near as bad as he's played the last couple seasons.
Yeah. See, I think depending on who was surrounding him would kind of make my decision. You know, because remember, for the longest time, nobody in their right mind wanted Alex Smith as their quarterback. You know, but once all of a sudden he got in the right system, you know, and now we'll see if it's still the same in Kansas City when he's there. But, you know, it happens to guys.
You see, Casey's gonna try to open up a little bit more. They're gonna run.
Well, yeah, they're gonna run that
offense.
Andy Reid system. So you know, I mean, they're gonna be the Eagles of the last decade with Andy Reid running them. So. But, you know, I mean, even in Chicago here, it's a make or break year for Cutler. It's his contract year.
Yeah, but I think they finally gave him the pieces.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, if he goes out and falls on his face, you know, you got to cut him loose.
Well, I agree.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, Sanchez is kind of the same way. Obviously they're not going to cut him because they're not going to pay him, you know, but now they got rid of Tebow and David Garrard retired, so it'll be interesting to see if Sanchez is the guy or if it's Geno Smith. You know, but I don't think Dan will be picking Sanchez this year in fantasy football.
If you're Geno, go ahead, Dan.
Oh, I was going to say another Ravens retired. That 23-year-old is going to.
Wait, who retired?
I don't know. I forgot his name. There was a thing from Bleacher Report I got. Some 23-year-old, I believe he was on the Ravens, thinking about retiring.
Oh, yeah, Rolando McClain. He was actually in Baltimore. The Raiders cut him, and he signed with Baltimore, and then he retired. Yeah, 23.
You don't retire at 23 because you don't want to play anymore. You retire at 23 because you can't play anymore.
Yeah, well, supposedly he could still play. I guess he said he wanted to get his life in order. So I assume it's one of those things where he may be gone a year or so and then try to come back.
Hmm.
You know, something like that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Now, back to the Jets. I was curious about this. If you're Geno Smith, do you even want to play this year? I'm sure you want to play, but is that the best thing for you to play in this system, or do you wait for the next regime to come in next year and take over?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's a tough call because basically he's going to be learning probably two systems in a row because this is probably Ryan's last year unless they happen to get into the playoffs, which I just don't see happening. So, yeah, he's going to be put in a bad spot right from the start of his career. But yeah, you know, you never turn down a chance to play. I mean, you don't want to sit. It's just going to be a pain.
Yeah, but if Mark Sanchez sucks in this system and he's been playing in it for a while, if you bring a new rookie in and he sucks because of the system, it could set your franchise back even further because this is the only guy they've got.
You know, they got a new offensive coordinator. So we'll see if what happens there. I mean, it's just going to be one of those things. I mean, either it's going to happen for him or it's not. You know, I assume they're going to try that option offense they're calling it now, or the read option offense.
The offense I hate.
Yeah, the offense you hate. I assume that will be their their big get there because that's why you draft a guy like Geno Smith. I mean, he's an athletic quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see if it works. Who knows? But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he ends up with the job to start. I mean, I think for his best interest, I think it'd be better if Sanchez started and he just kind of learned for a year. But I just, I have a feeling, of course he was a second round draft pick, but, you know, when you get those first round guys, you know, they, for some reason, they feel like they have to play them. And, it worked out last year, but I think that was more of an anomaly than anything. You know, I don't see, you know, a class like that working out again.
That was that's a once in a decade class that came out.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking the quarterback position and, to have that many quarterbacks come out their first year and play that well is not going to happen.
No. You never know. You know, weird things happen. But, yeah, I just don't see it. You know, I'm not going to be jumping up to take, one of the rookie quarterbacks early. So, I don't know about you guys, but.
No. I don't think there's any – is there any of them going to start this year? I mean, going into the season, are any of the quarterbacks taken slated to even start the season?
Well, I think, you know, E.J. Manuel was taken in the first round, so my guess is he would be the guy, off the bat. Yeah, in Buffalo. But other than that, you know, Geno Smith is the only other guy who's really been mentioned. It's really those two. You know, they threw the rumor out about Matt Barkley competing in Philadelphia, but I just don't see that happening. So, you know, who knows? I'm trying to think who else went where, but yeah, those were, you know, really the guys. I don't remember where there was a Syracuse quarterback. Oh no, he went to the Giants. So obviously he's not going to beat out Eli.
No.
So I think we're okay there. Or Eli's okay there, I should say. You know, that kid's got a few years to kind of learn, and, you know, and he's probably in the best situation because he's supposed to have some talent. So, you know, you figure he's going to get to kind of do the Aaron Rodgers thing and sit there and learn for a few years, you know, barring injury, of course.
Now, do you think that Gronkowski having this second surgery is going to, if he's not back in time for the season, that this is going to hurt the Patriots?
Second, it's his fourth.
Or his fourth. Well, he's having another round.
Yeah, they said 10 weeks. It's a 10-week recovery. So
this still puts him back for the season then.
Yeah. I think a lot depends, obviously, on how he recovers. And, they do have Aaron Hernandez, who is a quality guy. He just can't seem to stay healthy.
But
they have the option.
But they've really gotten big, and they went with the dual tight end system, and I don't think they're really deep at wide receiver anymore, and I just don't know where their weapons are coming from.
Offensively, with the exception of Brady, they appear to be challenged. So it'll be interesting to see what works out for them. But, you know, they're the Patriots, so what do you know?
Well, they'll figure something out. I'm just thinking, well, if Gronkowski's gone, that's what they were going for. Hernandez and Gronkowski, they're putting their tight ends up there, which creates a big mismatch, opens up the field. That's what's opening up underneath for their possession receiver. Because, help me here. Why can't I think of his name? He's always going to be – he's never going to be re-signed. They kept franchising him or threatening to, and they finally came to a deal, but why can't they think of his name?
Well, Dan, help him out.
I don't know.
Come on.
Who, Wes Welker?
Yeah, Wes Welker. Thank you.
Who's now a Denver Bronco, by the
way?
Yeah.
No, I know he's a Bronco, but what I'm saying
they signed Danny Amendola to replace him?
Yes, but what I'm saying is getting underneath, that's how they were opening up for for him. They don't have any, there's nobody who scares me anymore on the, in the receiving core. Hernandez is a decent guy, but he's no Gronkowski, and they don't have that big threat anymore.
Well, actually, Hernandez is more talented than Gronkowski. He just can't stay healthy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, by far. He's the much more athletic player, but he's hurt constantly. So, Gronkowski is bigger, but Hernandez is by far the better athlete. So there's no doubt there. It's just a matter of, if he can, I don't think he's played 16 games since he's been a rookie, or since he's been in the league. So, he's, just not healthy enough to do it. And I believe they drafted a wide receiver in the second round. I don't remember who they got. So, we'll just have to kind of see who works out and who doesn't.
I mean, Bill Belichick always seems to be way ahead of everybody else in the game, but, they seem to got exposed in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, well, they've struggled a little bit. They haven't quite had the success that, I guess they, the Patriots aspire to. So, but, we'll have to see. That's what makes it fun. You get to sit here and try to figure out who's doing what. And You know, I mean, luckily for New England, their division isn't fantastic. I mean, you know, Miami should be a little better, but, you know, Buffalo's not going to be great. The Jets aren't going to be great. So New England's really the, you know, the class of that division, and that's, what, six of their games on their schedule?
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, that immediately helps you. You know, if you can book, you know, almost guarantee yourself six wins, that's a nice, you know, a nice booking to have.
What happens if they lost all those six games?
Yeah, that would be horrible. So,
for who?
For everybody.
Can you imagine the stories every week? You know, if the Patriots go on a, you know, lose six games in a season. They didn't lose six games with Matt Castle behind center.
Yeah, that would be the big uproar, and then that's all Dan would be watching on, you know, the Empire Sports Network. That's all they'd talk about, you know.
Oh, Dan, I meant to ask you, but you got dropped off earlier. Are you practicing safe boating? Are you wearing a life vest?
Of course. You don't want to drown. I don't know how to swim.
You don't know how to swim?
Not really.
Hey, don't blame it on Dan. I'm not a fantastic swimmer either. I could probably swim enough to save my own rear end. So that would be about it. So.
Yeah, if I'm in open water, I'm screwed.
Without looking, can you tell me BJ Upton's line for today?
0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts.
I don't know if he's got 3 strikeouts, but he's 0-for-4.
Oh, okay. So, I was just guessing. So.
That was a good guess.
Yes, it was. So, that's how I am.
It's his usual line, isn't it now? 0-for-4, 0-for-5?
SS sinking ship, or,
Yeah, I mean, if you're still, just, I'll throw this out there, if you still believe in him, I've got him in at least one of the leagues, send me a trade for him, I'll give him to you.
Yeah, luckily for me, I only have him in the money league. Maybe you can trade him to Dan.
No.
Oh,
are you looking for a catcher for a pitcher?
A catcher for
pitcher. That's right. Dan, you should ask him about that. You were talking to me about that the other day. See what he says.
Yeah, if I were looking to trade Buster Posey,
uh-huh.
Who would be worthy? I don't want to say worthy, but equal value.
Well, let's see here real quick.
So to speak.
Give me a second. I'll give you a couple names here.
Okay. Not like we're live or anything. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Take time.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure I get you some good names, you know, some guys
okay.
that you can go after.
Well, because, you know, I was looking at my team, and it's the non-auction league, and, man, they were – it was a hot team the first few weeks, and they really fizzled out. And my pitching, aside from Buckle, kind of disappeared, and I don't have another guy like him, so to speak, on my team.
Now, remember, he's been scuffling as of late, so you're probably not going to get – if you move him now, you're going to have to hope that you can find somebody who has a short-term memory or believes that he's not going to continue to, you know, play like he has been. You know, because, I mean, he's not playing bad, but he's not playing as a first rounder, you know. If it ended today, he'd be drafted third or fourth round probably this season. So, you know, you'd want to shoot for, considering he's a first rounder, you know, probably looking here, you know, maybe try for, like, Anibal Sanchez. He's, you know, Detroit's a good team. He's going to continue to pitch well. He's having a good year. You know, the elite guys right now, Mac Harvey, you'd have no chance of getting. Kurt, you know, Clayton Kershaw. You wouldn't get Felix Hernandez. You couldn't get, but at the beginning of the year, you might be able to get. You would probably be able to get any, you know, any of those guys for him. So you're probably looking at. I'd be shooting for like a Chris Sale, probably AJ Burnett, if you believe in him for the rest of the year.
Already have him.
Well, he's on that team.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, he's having a phenomenal year. I don't know what you're saying. You don't have any pitching. He's not getting. He doesn't. His winning percentage isn't, or his record. He's still 3-4, but Pittsburgh's been heating up, and they've got a lot of talent. He's got a 2.73 ERA, and he's 72 Ks and 19 walks. His WHIP is 1. So I mean, he's having a phenomenal year. So I don't know what you're complaining about. You also have Jake Peavy in that league, right?
Sorry. Verizon doesn't automatically let me switch over to my Wi-Fi stuff.
Because, you know, if you have, and I think this is the league, if you've got Clay Buchholz, yep, I'm looking at it now, you've got A.J. Burnett, you've got Jake Peavy are all on your team. I'm not looking for somebody right now.
Oh, I'm not.
No, I'm not. You've got, you know, three of the elite pitchers right now, three top 20 pitchers. I'm not looking for anybody right now, even with Clay Buchholz's struggles. If you think Clay Buchholz isn't going to rebound, if you think he's going to continue, I mean, he's 6-0 still. And, you know, he's having a phenomenal year, but if you've lost faith in him, move him now because you drafted him very late. Get something, a great position player, you know, if you're worried about him, but you don't need pitching.
What am I looking for that's really screwing my team?
There. What I would say is you need a second baseman.
Wait, the manager? Oh, no, wait, sorry, I couldn't say that.
I'm looking here. You need a second baseman for sure. Darwin Barney, isn't your guy. You don't have a catcher in this league either. I'd be looking offensively. If I was you, here's the guys that I don't have any faith that are on your team right now. You've got Jose Molina as your catcher. Darwin Barney's your second baseman. D. Gordon's your shortstop right now. Those are where your holes are at right now, and I'm looking at
your
bench.
You're looking at the wrong team.
Well, it's got all those guys. All right, so you want the other team.
Yeah, Team Ocho.
Team Ocho, okay. But that other team, the other league, I wouldn't be worried about pitching. I'd be worried about.
No, that league, you know, I'm getting my points, but I just can't figure out what's wrong with this team. They've been on a losing streak, and.
All right, Team Ocho. Let's look here. Your pitching, we'll start with. You got Travis Wood, Clay Buchholz. Let's see, who else you got? Marmol. Why do you have Marmol still in as a reliever?
I don't know.
What's
wrong with Carlos Marmol?
He did a couple games good.
Yeah, I still wouldn't be. So Wade Miley's going to be serviceable. Chris Medlin's just really letting you down this year. And I told you to trade for him, too.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, here you need one stud pitcher. But my question to you is, what are you going to give up to get that pitcher? Buster Posey, you got Anthony Rizzo.
That's what I asked. That's why I was looking at Buster Posey.
Yeah, I wouldn't move Buster Posey if I was you.
Nobody seems to want Rizzo.
Yeah, you know, Rizzo's just, I don't see him cooling off. I think he's going to stay. Scudero's fine at third. You wish you'd have somebody more power, you know, with more power. Your second baseman, Adam Rosales, isn't, you know, he's horrible. You want to get Scudero into second. You need to get some power at third. That's where you need to go. Garrett Jones has been a beast this year, and Nolan Reinhold is.
Nah.
Don't give up on him. he's the guy, no matter what, don't keep him on your bench if you can get somebody else. But I just don't know what you're going to move right now unless – why is Coco Crisp not in your lineup?
He's not?
No, you got him sitting on your bench. That's part of your problem. You got to put Nolan Reinhold on your bench, and you got to get Crisp in.
I thought I put him in yesterday. Well, he just got off the DL. Oh no, they had an off game. I thought I switched it. Well,
yeah, so you got to make sure you get him in. You know what? You got to keep up on what you got to do right now is hope one of these guys start rebounding and just ride it out. I think I wouldn't dismantle your team right now. You don't have a lot of depth. You don't have any depth anywhere. What you need is you need Medlin to rebound, and I don't think that he's going to pitch this bad the whole year. I think he's going to come back. Wade Miley's he's pitching for a really good team.
He's awesome.
Yes. Wade Miley's pitching for a good team. John just picked him up. We just traded Miley for Brandon Morrow. We swapped guys. Travis Wood is his problem. He's pitching great. He's on the cusp.
He's not going to get wins, but he'll fill up the other categories.
Yeah, he's 4-2 with a 2 ERA. I mean, he's going to pitch good the rest of the year. If you want to get rid of Travis Wood, you want some offense. I mean, I can help you with some of these positions. I've got some depth, but.
God, I see you voting against these trades. Here we go.
No, but I'm saying I wouldn't. If I'm you, Travis Wood, Clay Buchholz. That's what you need on your team. Those two guys are your aces, and then you just need some filler guys. Which you have. You just need I would get Carlos out of my, out of my lineup altogether. I mean, he's 2-2 with a 5 ERA. He's got 15 Ks to 13 walks. His whip is almost 2. He can't be in your starting lineup. He's killing you. You don't need him to make your innings, so take him out. That's what I would do. And find your 6 best guys and just keep them in, and you should be able to make your innings. Run Travis Wood, Clay Buchholz. Have Wade Miley in there as your third starting pitcher. And Chris Medlin needs to be in there too. Jose Valverde, Sean Marshall, you still need to keep in there, and just keep those guys in there. And you should be fine. You're just killing yourself with all these. You've got a lot of bad pitchers, and by putting them in there, you don't need them when they're killing your stats. You just got to make your innings. You don't need the guys who are giving up, 5 runs a game or, ERAs are over 5. You've got enough guys to make your innings. Just make better selections with your team right now and watch the waiver wire. There's guys out there you can get. Dump Jose Molina. Go out there and, look, there's some guys out there that you can pick up that'll help you that are better than Jose Molina. And then I think you just got to make better decisions. Somebody dumped. And I don't know why he's dumped. I'm trying to see if I missed something on this guy.
Oh, well, see, he was answering your question and he got cut off. So I guess we're done anyways because we're way over tonight. You'll have to email him personally to get your answer there, or else he was leaving you with a cliffhanger. But Dan and I will be back on Sunday, so we will talk to you then. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will see you Sunday, right?
Yep.